I just want to say a big thank you again to everyone who took the time to text into the show this afternoon. It's great to hear your thoughts and comments. And obviously, this is a really quite a... It's something that people feel quite passionately about. I'm really surprised. Well, maybe I'm not. I just was surprised maybe that people still feel the same way about as I do about it, and Najah does. And obviously with this whole tweeting thing,
it goes down to a very basic thing, doesn't it? Self-respect.
Yeah. Mm. But thank you, everybody, and thanks, Najah, for bringing this topic up. Who knows? Maybe the conversation will continue, and we'll see something happening soon. We never know, but we'll certainly be following the story. But let's move on, because Mohammed, you have a story for us as well. Thin places.
Mm-hmm. I love this.
Yeah. So they can take off their clothes. Yeah.
So let me just read to you how this author, Eric Weiner, in New York Times, articulates, you know, what a thin place is. So he says, places that beguile and inspire, sedate and stir, places where for a few blissful moments you loosen your death grip on life and can breathe again. And the other bit that he says, which I think is quite interesting, is, so what exactly makes a place thin? It's easier to say that a thin place, what a thin place is not. A thin place is not necessarily a tranquil place or a fun one, or even a beautiful one, though it may be all of those things too. Disney World is not a thin place, nor is Cancun, Mexico. Thin places relax us, yes, but they also transform us, or more accurately, unmask us. In thin places, we become more our essential selves.
Mm.
And he goes on to say that examples for him have been the Blue Mosque in Istanbul, or a bookstore in Portland, Oregon, or a church. And they don't necessarily have to be religious in nature, but you know, there's something about them where just time stops. And you know how we're always conscious of, we need to do here, I've stayed here for too long, or you know, I need mm-hmm. to just move. And I guess the thin places where, you know, you're able to just disconnect and, you know, maybe get in touch with yourself. And, you know, it could be religious. It could, you know, it could be just spiritual. It could be just a moment where you're more in touch with yourself. And
so what about you, Mohammed? Do you have any thin places?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I've always been trying to articulate what this place meant to me. And when I went to Isfahan a couple of times in Iran, and there's this
beautiful
bridge there.
Mm, yes.
And at the bottom of this bridge, there's this tea house. And I just sat there and could watch the world go by. And it was just such a... You know, I can almost go back to it and feel some sense of tranquility just thinking about, you know, my time there. And it's hard to describe. Also, you know, parts of Istanbul, you know, and no particular place, but just, you know, walking in some of these mazy streets where you felt this old world charm, you know, or... so I think these two is
that's
are
lovely. Are but that, that, I
so
really
that
love
also
that.
Raises
Thank
a
you.
Point that you don't necessarily plan to go to a
you
thin
stumble
place.
Upon
you find it by accident.
Exactly, and he says if you go with expectations, you'll probably be disappointed most of the time. And sometimes this is something that you stumble upon. You know, I wasn't expecting this tea house in Istanbul to be, you know, a thin place for me or a place where I could seek solace. But it just turned out to be. You know, and sometimes you find it in the most unexpected of places. Mm.
Najah, do you have any sort of thin places?
Actually,
not the mall.
Not the mall. No. I listening to you speaking, Mohammed, the two places, two extreme. One is Sheikh Zayed's Mosque in Abu Dhabi.
It's, you know, I was about to say that as well. We're on the same mindset. You know, I just went there recently with my parents, and it is just beautiful.
It's just, you know, I
was
could
so
and it's unfortunate
impressed.
I didn't go many times. I went when God rest his soul, Sheikh Zayed. We went to pray there, and it wasn't ready. But even praying outside was during Ramadan. Even that, just to look at the Manara, it was the most unbelievable feeling that I ever had. And then I visited again, and I'm like, you know, it will be wonderful to spend the whole day there.
It's just something
just
very,
absorbing
very beautiful
the beauty. It's just amazing. And the other one is a cafe in Positano.
How nice.
The espresso, looking at the sea there, I could have stayed all day. So sorry, but it's too extreme, you know.
What about you, Carlo? Thin places.
Do you know what? Several months ago, and I think I did say this before, it was a Friday, and I was feeling very kind of lonely, and I wanted to do something that would kind of cheer me up. And I thought, let me go and buy something to eat. So off I went to get a few bits and pieces at Woffy, and then took a taxi to the creek.
Oh, right.
And I took an Abra all to myself. And I would say that I found a thin place.
Yeah.
And the little guy was kind of telling me about his life and what he was up to. And for 45 minutes, we were up and down the water, and it was absolute perfection. Yeah,
that beautiful. Is, I love it, and the Basakir area.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, maybe we could get listeners to to text in their thin places. We'd love to hear from you. Sheikhzayed Mosque, I would absolutely agree. That was one place I was thinking, gosh, it's difficult, isn't it? I love the creek, and I love the whole Basakir area, walking around there. That's one of my most favourite places of Dubai. I think I had Istanbul also, many. Oh, gosh, there's so many. They're all kind of flooding in now. I remember once walking, and I love just walking around, sort of getting lost, actually, in cities, not having so much of a plan, a little bit of an agenda, but not really too much, and just sort of walking down the back streets. And I stumbled upon this garden and sort of walked in. I think it was in a church. And they had these Sufi dancers who just started twirling. And the music, they had live music as well, and it was so mesmerizing. It was absolutely exceptional. I'd never seen them before, but I've always been quite fascinated by them. But it was just so peaceful, and it was just, the main sort of strip in Istanbul where the pedestrianized, it's so hectic and busy. And then there was this wonderful little beautiful garden with these swirling dervishes. And again, I think the contrast as well. So that was definitely a thin place for me.
I wonder if when people discover thin places, there's this idea, Mohammed, that there are ley lines of energy running through the earth. I wonder if at that point that you're on, the energy of the earth is so in touch with yours that you get that moment of quiet and healing or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think so, and I think there are some places that just lend themselves to being thin or have that atmosphere where, you know, he mentions there's this temple in New Delhi where, you know, even though there was this, you know, mass of humanity, but they were all kind of going towards the same goal, and, you know, he says even in this chaos, he felt, you know, peace. He couldn't help but be overwhelmed by that and just found, you know, peace and quiet even within this, you know, cacophony, you know.
I've heard that from people who go to Mecca and for Hajj.
That is, yeah.
Something similar.
I mean, last time I went to Hajj and you know, you go to Umrah a lot. It's not strange to find people difficult to be dragged away once you've done your Umrah and finished to actually go back. You know, a lot of people struggle with leaving and they just stay on. Just you look at Kaaba and it's just an unbelievable feeling, serene, at peace. You truly come to peace with yourself.
Well, I think wouldn't that be a wonderful next slide fest, Mohammed? Thin places.
It would be great. It's funny you say that. It's a good story idea to kind of photograph, you know, thin places.
Yeah.
And, you know, try and
capture it
somehow. That sense or that feeling.
It's disappointing that the name is not literal, so you don't go... disappointed in that.
But listen, I have to say, I'm sorry. I have to say,
disclaimer.
Siobhan and I discovered a thin place 2 years ago at Art Dubai.
This is the white room that I
couldn't get into because the entrance was incredibly tiny.
I'm sorry, but I shouldn't laugh, but it was actually very funny. It was a white box, wasn't it?
But even skinny people couldn't get into it.
I sort of had to get in sideways. I was with Rami Farouk from Traffic, and the two of us were walking around inside. And Carlo was talking.
actually, listen, there's no way.
This is not the place.
In.
What was it called, though? I can't remember the name. It was a really interesting name.
I have no idea what
the
it was
The night
called.
Before. It was the afterthought or the night after.
But I thought
or something.
I thought it was an amazing kind of barrier to entering the space.
It was sizest. It was a sizest piece of artwork.
You see, I get very annoyed because... inhabiting my fat space. Well, I've got the right mindset, but my body's too big.
Oh gosh! Do you know we've just got a minute before we go? Well, about 30 seconds before we go to the news. But we have more. For some reason I thought we only had an hour, but we've got another half an hour.
Yeah, another and a half.
Yes, we've got more stories that we can get through. But keep them coming. I'd love to hear from listeners about what are their thin places.
Yeah, what have you discovered?
Streets of Medina, says Mohammed. Someone says, it's Turkey sponsoring this show.
I wish it were.
Can do if you like. We're both
it should be
love it.
By one of the Turkish shows.
Keep them coming in. What's your thin place? We'd love to hear from you. We will be back.